tablet 3. Below, a brief explanation of the relationship between the individual and his external world in general will be described. The self, or soul, or Atman, I am, is the controller of the three levels of the unit mind, which are the three gunas. The Sattva guna is the decision-making, reasoning part of this unit consciousness. The Rajaguna is the recognizing part of the unit mind, and the Tamaguna is the screen. This part made by the Tamaguna is called the Chitta, or projective part. It is a protoplasmic etheric form, which is affected by the messages received from the senses. Through this screen, the projection of the object of the senses to the mind occurs. It is then recognized by the Raja part, Ahamtattva, and decisions are made by the Sattva guna part, Mahatattva. After the Chitta receives the required information from the senses, the recognizing part, Rajaguna, through the self, will realize that what these messages are. Then, according to the state of consciousness of that individual and under the influence of the Sattva guna, decisions will be made as to how to react. The message of how to react according to the information received from the senses will be given to the Raja, pranic part, to perform. According to the decision made in the reasoning part of the mind, Mahatattva, the proper action will be transmitted to the active part, Ahamtattva, and from there, through the nervous system to the proper organ, to carry out the order. The nervous system and the brain are entirely different than the mind. The nerves carry the messages from the external world and internal organs to the Chitta. With the help of the Panchatattva, the Panchatattva is that thing which carries the sensations to the Chitta. It can be called the electrical form as messages which bring the senses to the Chitta. They are one kind of prana, electricity. The brain is a storage unit which contains experiences and learning of the present lifetime, and it will degenerate after death. However, the reactions of the actions and memories of each lifetime also remain in the universal mind or the unconscious mind, the collective mind in the universe, Akashic records. The crudest part of the mind, Chitta, or fine ether, is directly connected to the ethereal body, astral body, which contains the first five chakras in the human body. There are seven chakras in the body. With this, the mind is connected to these chakras also. The decision-making part of the mind receives messages from these chakras on how to react to the situation. When the person's consciousness is in the lower centers, the decisions tend to be directed more towards selfishness and animality. Through spiritual progress, as the person develops to higher centers, higher sheaths, the decisions become more universally oriented and less self-centered, not from fear or passion or selfishness. Even the information stored in the brain will be used according to the level of consciousness of that person. According to that level, the decision-making part of his mind will demand proper reaction from the mutative part. This astral body, ethereal body, is linked to the material body through prana, the breath of life. Prana is absorbed mostly through the nostrils and lungs. However, if a person develops the ability to control this element in the universe, it can be observed, directed, or used by will. Without prana, there would be no link between the ethereal body and physical body, aerial, luminous, liquid, and solid parts of the body. Then the physical body would become unsuited for the soul in its mind, and they would leave the body. That is when death occurs. In other words, if the soul, for any reason, withdraws its prana from the body it resides in, then death occurs, and no link remains between the soul and the body.